Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you, Dr. Arthur Labbe.
I wish you a wonderful day. Greetings
to you from South Africa. Are you in Nigeria this afternoon?
Not in Nigeria yet.
Oh, okay. In transit.
Yes. Actually, this week I'm in transit.
Ah, okay. But I do hope that you are in good health.
Yes, by God's grace. Next week, I'll meet you via and through Nigeria.
Ah, fantastic. Thank you so much, man, for that. Now, we're talking about maintaining a balanced plant-based diet. And many people choose a vegetarian, which is no meat meal, or vegan, which is no animal products at all, diet for its health benefits. Now, going vegetarian or vegan can have many health benefits, but these diets also come with risks if they are not properly balanced. Mm-hmm. Now, today we want to get the key vitamins and nutrients you need if you go meatless or plant-based. Now, Doc, what are the benefits of a plant-based diet?
Wonderful. That's a very good way to start. Mm. The benefits of plant-based diet. More and more research is showing us that for better health, not only physical health, not only emotional, even mental health is enhanced and is better with a plant-based diet. Mm-hmm. Well, as a Bible student, first of all, I know that one. That is the plant, that is the diet that God gave man in the beginning. And mm-hmm. I know God is all wise. Mm-hmm. Then I know the story of Daniel in the book of Daniel in the Bible, mm-hmm. how he chose what is called pulse. And mentally, physically, he was 10 times better than his brothers mm-hmm. or fellow people mm-hmm. who ate the king's diet. And the king's diet, we know, is most probably it's going to be animal-based diet. Mm-hmm. So it's been found. There is no doubt about it, except if one is not researching and studying and reading all these materials that are now available all over the place. The plant-based diet is a better diet mm-hmm. all around for the body, mind, for the mental health. Mm-hmm. Now, when we say plant-based diet, there's something that is key, mm-hmm. whole. It's very important to put in front of that plant-based diet, mm-hmm. whole plant-based diet. Because mm-hmm. if we choose to leave meat, fish, eggs, and so forth, and don't properly eat whole plant-based food, we will miss out. Mm-hmm. And that is where the problem lies. And that is why many people are facing health issues when they drop the animal product. Mm-hmm. So definitely, clearly, plant-based diet is better for the human body.
Beautiful, beautiful stuff. Then now, Doc, there are concerns most of the time about getting adequate protein when one stops eating meat or taking animal products. Is this a legitimate concern?
It's a myth.
Oh.
It's a myth. Mm. Yeah, because there is protein in every plant food. Mm-hmm. They are just in different. If we choose to eat whole plants, now I'm going to be putting that whole because that is the key thing there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If we choose to eat the whole plant food, then we will not miss out on proteins. Why? Mm-hmm. Beans, tofu, lentils packed with enough protein. Mm-hmm. How about the nuts and the seeds? Mm. They have plenty of proteins in it. Mm. However, when I was in training in naturopathic medicine, mm-hmm. I was amazed and happy to know that even fruits have proteins. They just have smaller amounts of protein per gram. For instance, guava mm-hmm. has 2.6 grams of protein mm. per 100 grams. Avocado has up to 2 grams per 100 mm-hmm, grams. Mm-hmm. Those are just examples. Now, in every fruit, we have some amount of protein. They are just in less quantities. Mm-hmm. And that is why when we are on whole plant-based diet, we eat a lot of fruits. There is no limitation.
Yeah.
On the other hand, if we choose to eat a lot of animal products, oh my, it comes with a lot of problems. Saturated fat, cholesterol buildup in the body, and so forth. But when we eat a lot of fruits, no excess fat, that will give us any heart problem, that will affect our circulatory organs and so forth. So protein is not a problem in a plant, whole plant-based food. The problem that people often face when they say they don't have enough protein is that they have jacked up the amount of protein that is needed. Did you know that they actually had the percentage or grams of protein for an adult based on mine workers, those people who are working in the mines, how much protein they needed? It's what they use to calculate what you and I that sit down at a desk need for each day's needed amounts of protein. So the amount of protein that is said to be required is more than we actually need. So when we look at all of these things and just search for information, we will see a lot that people have survived without all this high protein intake. And those people that are said to be the healthiest people in the world, they don't eat animal products. And they are able to work hard into 100 and something years old. And they are still working. Yep. They are not 100 and then they are in the nursing home. No, they are 100 centennials and they are there out there working. The blue zones of the world, the all five that I have identified are not animal eating.
Doc, are you still there? Hello, Doc. Hi, Doc. Can you hear me?
Yeah. I can hear you, yes.
Yes. Now, let's talk about vitamin B12. What is a vitamin B12 and what does it do? Are there plant-based sources for it?
Yes, that is the number two elephant in the room when it comes to plant-based diet. Yes, B12, it's a big one. So, well, let me not try to say the exact word of B12, but we all know it's B12. So this vitamin is purportedly only found in animal products. That's what it says. But that is not what research is showing us.
Okay.
Of course, it is very essential for nerve function, for red blood cell production. On a plant-based diet, supplement with fortified foods or vitamin B12, we need very, very little amounts of micrograms of B12. So we can supplement it on a plant-based diet. That will make us happy and that will keep us going so that because once it is not there, the effects will be silent until we see the result. But I have read, and I'm still reading, I'm still studying, that we as human beings, we can actually make it. We are able to produce the bacteria that is capable of giving us B12. But because we don't see it and we don't know it, I would say just take a supplement, a little bit of B12 supplement, keep everybody happy so that we are not worried. But there is enough evidence to show that our small intestine, healthy human beings. In fact, those who are unhealthy are the ones that have problems producing or having B12. But a healthy human being, one physician said, go to where the rare cattle or a dirty place, take a deep breath in, and you have enough B12 for a month. Well, when we wake up in the morning and we swallow our saliva, the bacteria that returns into our gut will manufacture B12. That is one important thing that we know. But I don't let people stay on that. I just say, take a supplement and that will make it for you.
And then are you saying that without supplements, we may then be in short of vitamin B12?
No, we will not be short because we can produce it. Evidence has shown, enough evidence has shown in research that, yes, we can produce it by ourselves. One thing that encourages me to believe that is that when God made man in the beginning, he didn't know that we need B12. When he gave us fruits, grains, nuts, and when we needed life because of sin, he added vegetables. He did not say, go and eat some animal product so that you can get some very special vitamins. And God is all wise. So with that at the back of my mind, I said, I'm good enough on a whole plant-based food. But I advise people, because they may be, and when you are not happy with your food and you think something is missing, then it may not digest well. So just take a supplement. But that does not mean that you are not going to have B12 without it. But take a supplement.
Very, very important. Now, some concerns about people who are vegans or vegetarians is that often they find themselves in a problem where they are anemic. Is this true?
That is not true.
Oh.
That is very, very far from being true. Except if they leave meat and fish and eggs and they are not eating. That is the only time they can become anemic, because the blood producing foods are present in nature, in natural plant vegetables. And the evidence is before us in the blue zones of the world. Blue zones of the world are not animal eating people.
Yes.
So when we choose, like I know some people, for health reasons, physicians advise them, if you want your heart health to return to good health, normal, working, then you need to leave the animal products. For that reason, they leave. I know several ministries, I call them ministries because they are helping the world, medical doctors who that they are plant-based, good producing bone marrow, because they have left all of the things in the animals that is not helping them to produce good blood. I can name list and individual, several of them out there, physicians. One prominent one is Dr. Caldwin Esselstyn, that has showed that a plant-based diet is the one that will reverse heart disease. Colin Campbell showed that he can turn on and turn off cancer from whole plant-based diet. Madhugu now late had a sanitarium, which I know will still be going on a plant-based diet, reversing several health conditions. So if all these individuals are using plant-based diet to help in reversing ill health, how can somebody then say a plant-based diet will make them anemic? It means they are not eating. And if they choose whole foods, and that's why we have a big store in America, the name is Whole Foods. Of course, they still sell fish and all the rest. But then you can go there, and several other stores like that, like My Organic Market, Trader Joe's, many of these stores, big chain stores, are selling whole foods, plant-based, so that you can have enough to do. So if you don't have a garden of your own, which I'll advise one should invest in, so that you can really have the produce very fresh without having them to be transported over long distances. But without even having your own personal garden, you can buy from neighborhood markets that is better than the supermarkets, because most of the supermarkets, they have more of the processed food. If we live on processed food, we will be anemic. But when we live on whole, fresh food, there's nothing close to being anemic at all.
And I think the trick there is it must be whole, and you did mention at the beginning that it must be a whole plant-based diet, not just plant-based, so that it covers every vitamin that is needed by the body. Now, Doc, before I let you go, so if should anyone want to now go plant-based, do they just stop and just immediately jump into it, or are there certain things that they need to do to allow the body to adjust? What happens?
Yes, I will advise don't go cold turkey, they say. Don't just stop calm, except for serious health reasons. And mm-hmm. physicians, they go ahead and stop, mm-hmm. then stop. But on your own, planning is very important.
Right.
Some might choose on Mondays or on Tuesdays, I will eat and then begin to cook more plant-based diet. Some might decide, I'll just add more food. Start getting used to that. Mm. If some decide to stop suddenly and they eat a lot of vegetables, we have found in working with people that it may become too much for them at once to digest properly because their body was not used to that kind of situation. They were eating processed foods that will go down very quickly through their digestive tract, and then they just have this heavy amount of whole foods coming in now, and the body is saying, hey, wait a minute, what's going on? What's this? And so they may become uncomfortable. But so even for that reason, it will be for a while. They will soon readjust. So for human beings, I would say that changing to a whole food plant-based diet is not a race. Mm. It is a journey. Yeah, and let's take it as a journey and go gradually, step by step, one day at a time, improving on what we do yesterday. Online, you can get many types of recipes that are plant-based, cookbooks, and so forth, mm-hmm. for nothing, just to check online and, you know, be able to access the internet. Don't be afraid to experiment and have a lot of variety. That is where the thing is. It's a rainbow of fruits and vegetables. Back home in Nigeria, I know that for me, I have to specifically go look for special customers in the market mm-hmm. to make my supply constant. And because I usually have quite a number of persons with me, working with me, or in training, or one thing or the other, I will buy in bulk. And so when we get it in bulk, it's easier for us. It's cheaper because some people also say, oh, it's so expensive. Well, if we have some planning, if we buy in bulk, and we use up everything we have, but really it is good to have something that is going on in terms of planning that can help us to really get going gradually. Mm. No rush, because it's not a race. We are not competing with anybody. We are just noting what is going on in the body. As we are changing, we'll see how our body is reacting to the change. And if we need help, get help. Get a physician or a dietitian or a healthcare practitioner that is tuned to plant-based diet. Not the one that will discourage you. That is very important. But the one that is tuned to plant-based diet and can give advice or belong to a club, maybe in the church, maybe at work, several of you just decide, let's try this out. Yeah. And so it becomes a group thing that you encourage each other as you move along. Because surely, I tell you, it is worth it. Excuse me, the more greens eat, the better that we get all of the necessary nutrients that we need. And today, I would say, it's time to think seriously about it and to join the club. Healthy habits.
Beautiful stuff. Dr. Atolabe, thank you so much for your time. Very encouraging indeed. And wishing you a blessed afternoon.
Thank you. And I wish you the same, and happy Sabbath in advance.
Happy Sabbath to you.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.